Akron Public Schools is making history this year. All 9 high schools have been transformed into college and career academies. In the first of 2 stories, we take a look at what they are and what they mean to both students and the broader community. Like many educators, Akron Public Schools Superintendent David James knew high school needed to do a better job of preparing kids for the real world.
I think historically as a district, we've always said, oh, they've graduated, we're done, you know, but no, that it's just the beginning.
In 2011, James learned that in Nashville, students' graduation and attendance numbers were climbing while detentions were dropping because of an educational model called the Academies of Nashville. He organized a fact-finding mission to get a closer look. Kenmore Garfield principal Catherine Rodocker was in that group.
Their schools look exactly like us. The teachers look exactly like us. The students look exactly like our students. It definitely was probably one of the most impactful experiences I've had as an educator to go down and see they're pulling it off, and they're pulling it off well.
But to bring academies to Akron, James knew he needed everyone on board.
Timing is everything, you know, and if you don't have all that support, then it isn't going to work. And so I played the waiting game until all the stars lined up.
Launched this year across the district, Akron's College and Career Academies are moving classrooms away from traditional test-taking and toward hands-on experiences and skill-building. The director of the academies, Rachel Tekka, says the shift is necessary.
Our education process hasn't changed in 125 years, but the world in which our kids are graduating into is completely different. So that educational experience has to look different for our kids so that they are ready to enter the world upon graduation.
The academies consist of pathways aligned with various career opportunities. Superintendent David James says this should not be confused with vocational education.
We're not trying to steer kids into careers. What we're trying to do is give them exposure and experiences so they can take an interest area.
Some people did culinary, some people did medical, so I kept going on the medical field.
That's Kenmore Garfield High School sophomore Amaya Evans. She's pursuing a nursing pathway. North High School has several pathways, including biomed, entrepreneurship, and IT. Senior Destiny Perryman chose biomed.
Even though I don't want to pursue biomed specifically, learning about the human body and everything could help me to become a physical therapist in the future. You're learning something that you're interested in.
She was hired for a paid internship last summer at Akron Children's Hospital, one of the district's named partners. Being a named partner means contributing thousands of hours of time and talent to the students in the academy that bears its name. Thomas Jefferson is a liaison for Akron Children's College and Career Academy.
The highlight is the hospital has opened its doors to the students and teachers and staff at North High School. And I've been able to have that ownership to say, this is our school, these are our students, and having that support from the top down.
The Academy's model is driven by Ford Next Generation Learning. It's a program of the nonprofit Ford Motor Company Fund. Next Generation Learning focuses on education. Cheryl Carrier, the executive director, says the businesses are central to the academies.
When students are engaged in real, authentic learning, especially if they're connecting with employers, they begin to answer those questions. Why am I learning this, and why is it important to my future?
Academies can help strengthen the community's workforce. That's where Connexus NEO, a nonprofit focused on workforce development, comes in. Vice President Michelle Collins says Connexus NEO provided workforce data to help develop pathways that meet the needs of the local economy.
That's really important to our community is that not only do we retain local businesses, but how might they grow? Because now they have access to a skilled talent workforce.
Scott Palmer has been Ford Next Generation Learning Coach in Akron since the transformation started. He says the strong relationship between Akron schools and local businesses is extraordinary.
Organizations are now collaborators because it's the right thing to do for the students, it's the right thing to do for the city and the community, which ultimately then makes the prosperity such that it becomes the right thing to do for their company and their business. They have done that here unlike any place I have seen in the number of communities that I've coached.
I'm Jennifer Kahn, 89.7 WKSU.